Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, what small businesses can learn about crisis communications from electronics giant Samsung and its disastrous new smartphone, and rejecting the idea of opening your store on Thanksgiving. We'll start with this. Crisis communications lessons for small businesses from an electronics giant. As you know, Samsung is facing a long road back to earning customer trust after botching the way it handled batteries that caught fire in its new Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. As you've probably heard, the device has been permanently discontinued. But as part of that, Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist Jeffrey Fowler thinks there ought to be more protections for us as consumers. And if Samsung wants to win back our trust, it should start by leading the way on smartphone safety standards. Jeff set this up.
As I started exploring what went wrong with the Note 7 and also sort of understanding the world of batteries that are inside these devices, the lithium-ion batteries, I realized that they're actually a lot more dangerous than I think many of us have been realizing. And the industry, the smartphone industry in particular, is not really very well set up right now to deal with that. So if you look on the back of any phone, on the back of that Note 7 or an iPhone or whatever, you'll probably see a bunch of little squiggles, different marks. They're called safety marks. And seeing those there, you assume that some third party has checked to make sure these things are safe, or that maybe some government regulatory authority did that. But actually, the smartphone industry has no standard for that. There is no law that says that these phones must be checked by a third party to make sure they don't catch on fire or have other electrical problems. The government does require that they check the radio signals so that they're not too terrible on human bodies. But checking for fire? Nope. The only groups that are responsible for that are the companies themselves. So Samsung was responsible for checking to make sure that Note 7 was not going to catch on fire. And maybe it's time for the cell phone industry to follow the lead of others in electronics, like the laptop industry, and have third-party organizations like UL. Yeah. You might be familiar with them. They've been around for more than 100 years, and you probably see that little UL logo on lots of things, on your hair dryer, you name it. Maybe it's time for Samsung to sort of get the cell phone industry to get these third parties involved in checking these devices.
So address the question that you raised toward the latter part of your piece. Did cutting corners cause the original Note 7 problem?
You know, that is a really big question that we just don't have any answers to right now. You know, do you remember back when the iPhone 4 came out and Steve Jobs called all these journalists into a room to deal with these complaints that the antenna cut out? They called it Antenna Gate.
Yeah.
I remember Steve Jobs sat there with us for like, it felt like an eternity, and took every single question that we could imagine to throw his way. And then that issue kind of went away after a while, right? And the iPhone went on to great heights. Samsung hasn't done anything like that.
Wow.
They haven't assured us yet that they didn't cut corners. And that would be a really good step one.
Interesting. Holy smokes. And then I guess the follow-up to that in your piece, did Samsung ship these fixed phones without knowing for sure they were safe? I mean, I get what a mess that would be if that were the case.
Indeed. I mean, they could also have been unfortunate, just terribly unlucky. This maybe could have happened to others in the industry. We just don't know enough about what efforts Samsung did put into it to really judge that. And so, of course, we imagine the worst.
iPhone batteries are different, I guess, somehow.
Well, iPhone batteries are the same basic technology. They are lithium ion. The iPhone so far doesn't charge as fast, which means it doesn't have as much power flowing into it at one time. The initial Note 7 battery problem, they said, may have been related to charging. So maybe that's protecting the iPhone. There was an iPhone 7 that exploded recently. I'm sorry, that caught on fire recently. Depends on who you ask whether that was an explosion or caught on fire. It appeared to be damaged in shipping, so obviously not a normal use case, but it shows that, hey, this stuff is volatile in there. And if something punctures it, something gets in the way, somehow bends it, you could have a serious problem on your hands.
Thanks, Jeff. Wall Street Journal personal technology writer Jeffrey Fowler. Coming up next, to open or not on Thanksgiving. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are 3 numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. We'll finish with this. Where does your small business stand on this issue? A growing number of retailers and shopping malls are pushing back against the trend of opening on Thanksgiving Day. Among those reversing course, mall operator CBL & Associates Properties, the Mall of America, electronics chain H.H. Gregg, and Office Depot all will close for Thanksgiving this year, saying it'll allow employees to celebrate the holiday but also help refocus sales on the day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday. Once the busiest shopping day of the year, the Wall Street Journal says Black Friday lost that ranking in recent years as shoppers turned to the web, and store visits were increasingly spread across the weekend. It turns out that opening stores on Thanksgiving Day wasn't just bad for family dinners or business, it also resulted in low employee morale. Among those that'll open on Thanksgiving, Walmart, which is mostly open every day of the year, JCPenney, Target, Macy's, Kohl's, and Best Buy. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.